keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Yeah, the big beat keeps you rocking in your sleep.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Well, you clap your hands and then you stomp your feet. You got to move when you hear that beat. The big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Oh, my grandpa just make 80 years old. Oh, man, it's crazy about this rockin' and roll. Big beat gets in your soul. It makes you jump and then it makes you roll. Oh, Grandpa Hall just make 80 years old.
Oh, oh, big beat, baby.
Big late Joe, he threw his crutch away. The big beat makes you act this way. Well, come on, gang, let's swing and sway. Big beat makes you act this way. Big leg Joey, he threw his crutch away.
Oh, oh, big beat, baby.
Ooh, little mama, hurry home to me. A little mama, hurry home to me. I'll come back. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Yes, she told me that she loved me so. Yes, she told me that you love me so. I love you, baby. Oh, holy squaw. Yes, she told my little mama when we first met that something never, never, never forget. So come on, baby, let's make friends with me. Good friends till the very end. So come on, oh, holy squaw. Ooh, mama, mama. Ooh, mama, mama. Ooh, mama, mama. Ooh, mama, mama. Oh, that something never, never, never forget. So come on, baby, let's make friends. We'll be good friends till the very end. So come on, ho, ho, let's go. A little mama, mama, mama. 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 Oh, let's go.
Oh yeah, what a great way to open up a show, huh? This is the Big Beat Show on WRSU-FM in New Brunswick. It's just about 7 o'clock on a Thursday night, and you're tuned to the Big Beat Show. The best in rhythm and blues, rock and roll, sometimes gospel, and sometimes soul. And this is a very, very special show. Not only because it's December 16th, 1999, but a very special guest here for, I think, the third time, a third of a long, long series of appearances. To my right, to your left, if you're watching on TV, my special guest, Mr. Popeye, Kenny Pentafalo. Welcome back to the Big Beat Show.
And hello to you too, Mr. Lou.
It's good to have you here. How you been?
I'm just perpendicular.
That's good. tell us what we opened the show with, please.
We opened up the show with one of my favorite groups, The Jivers, on Aladdin, with Little Mama, and that's way back from 1956 on Aladdin number 3329.
Why do you like that group?
I like it because it's just as tight as the band is tight, the group is tight, everybody's rocking.
Yeah.
It's just a perfect blend of everybody.
Yeah, I agree. The Jivers on Aladdin.
That's them.
Great group. Well, I know, Mr. Popeye, I'm going to try not to do much talking. I'll let him do some talking, give some information, a lot of new stuff that I know you haven't heard before, some Nicky Addio material that Mr. Popeye is singing on. We're going to be playing some of that from a forthcoming CD, and a lot of 45s from Mr. Popeye's collection. So what do we have up on the turntable next?
Up next is another one of my groups that I really like, and it's a version of a song, Long Lonely Nights, that I really prefer, mainly because of the way the group's dynamics are. They do a lot of swooping, and it's all ex-Ravens, so how can you go wrong? The Kings on baton with Long Lonely Nights.
Over you, wondering if I did right and why you left me with a broken heart. Long and lonely night. Oh, how I miss you, my dear. Please come back to me. How I wish you were here. As I go along my lonely way, I visualize your face.
if you have something sweet to say.
From 1960 on the Josie label, the fantastic Cadillacs.
Now, even though there were no original Cadillacs, and even though there were strings, I think that record's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
And before that, you heard the Kings on baton with Long Lonely Nights.
I think the Big Beat Show listeners will agree with you on the Cadillacs recording. Excellent, excellent recording. You heard a little bit of Mr. Popeye and his radio persona there. You sneaked it in, huh?
That's right. It's automatic.
Yeah. Yeah, let's talk a little bit about your radio career. You don't have a show right now, but
no.
When did you first start on the radio?
1980, right after I left Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes. Went boom, right on the air.
All right, let's go back a little further then. Talk about your career with Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes. You were the bass singer and drummer.
And drummer.
The original Asbury Jukes.
Originally, the group was called the Blackberry Blues Band. There were four of us. Dave Myers, Paul Dickler, Paul Green, and myself.
Okay.
Real, a lot of little Walter Blues, Jimmy Reed Blues. I know you don't like Jimmy Reed, but authentic blues they played.
Yeah.
And that's the only reason I wanted to play with them, because at that particular time, believe it or not, I was ready to retire from the music business.
Yeah.
I've had it.
Uh-huh.
And then one night we played at a place called the Cat's Meow in Long Branch, and this guy named Spaulding, who was some jazz flute player, showed up. Clarence Clemens, Donnie Lubitz, the people were dancing up on the bar. That's how the place was it rocked. So I ended up staying with them, because that was just a jam session, more or less. And then the Blackberry Blues Band, I was with them for about a year, and there was a little personality clash between my harmonica player and my bass player, so we traded with the Bank Street Blues Band, where Southside was playing. We got Southside Johnny, they got Paul Green, and one night Johnny and I were sitting in a bar, and we said, you know, wouldn't it be nice if we could put together a band where if we played Little Richard, we sounded like Little Richard. If we played Little Walter, we sound like Little Walter. If we played the Flamingos, we sounded like the Flamingos. So we wanted to put together a big band, had the big R&B band, with a self-contained vocal group, which is really where we were channeled. That's why when we did the album with the Coasters, we did the album with the Five Saturns, we did the album with the Drifters. That was our goal, where we were trying to go. But then the record company said, no, we want you to do a little more of this over here. And I said, adios.
Modern stuff.
That was it. 1980, I quit the Jukes.
I know. What a shame. And then what?
And I went on the radio and I said, well, if I can't perform it myself, I'll play it.
Yeah.
I got all these records at home sitting there and I have nobody to play them for, so I'll go on the radio.
Yeah.
And I did. I went on the radio and I had Mr. Popeye's Oldie Show.
Yeah.
And it was quite successful, so successful that our competition bought the radio station, fired everybody.
And where was that?
That was WHLW, 1170 AM, yeah. WOBM bought it and became WOBM AM, and now it's talk radio. And then after that, I went on WBJB, Brookdale Community College.
Yep.
And I was on there for a whole load of years. And then between commuting and blah, 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 and just working and trying to keep alive, I'm no longer on the radio.
But most recently, you were at Howell or something? What was that?
Most recently, that was on what is now the new WPDQ.
Okay.
And they had a little problem with a classical station cutting across them. And the FCC came in and said, you can't do this and blah. But now it's turned around. WPDQ is back on the air, and they have, what is her name? Andy Kay. A female, Andrea, her name is Andy Kay. She has a Saturday night oldie show.
Oh, yeah.
So they don't really need me at the moment.
Well, we need you here.
Good.
And as a matter of fact, we need you to tell us, because we're going to play something now by Nicky Addio, right?
That is correct.
Why don't we play that? Tell us when it was made.
It was made this year, and it was one of those deals where when you go over Nicky's house, everybody's going to sit down, and if there's nothing good on TV, let's sing a song. Okay, turn the tape recorder on. We're going to do this, and here's what it sounds like.
What, want to give us the title or a little surprise?
The Angels Sang.
Okay.
The Angels Sang. Thank you.
girls say, ooh, when you return love to me, and now I'm filled with joy, for you are mad with me. I was so lonely, longing day by day. It's so good to have you all here.
The angels say,
changed my whole life. a story still untold. A kiss from your lips, more precious than gold. Jean, how blessed I am. I've loved for many years and kissed a thousand lips, but nothing went right until that
tonight, folks, we're playing some selections from a demo CD of Nicky Addio, Mr. Popeye, and the boys. What's the name of this group? Do we have a name?
Actually, at the moment, we don't have a name.
We're looking for a name. Huh?
But the CD or tape, which it may end up being, is affectionately called Tunes from the Tomb.
Okay, and why is it called that?
It's because they've all been recorded in Nicky's basement with one little microphone in the middle of the room, and everybody just sits around or stands around and tries not to bump the mic stand to make a thud, and we sing.
And you guys got that kind of sound from one microphone.
Yeah, it's amazing. It really is, the stuff
wow.
that he does.
That's a credit to the talent involved there. Nicky Addio, as you guys know out there, has been a guest up here a couple of times, and Mr. Popeye was along. This is, I think, your third time up here. I'm not sure.
It is my third,
yes. Yes, it is. And
same
each
stool.
Same stool, same microphone. Yes, it is. Same hosts. Nothing ever changes.
No party hats this time.
No party hats this time, no. Anyway, we're playing stuff from this demo CD, which sounds really, really nice. And we just heard A Kiss from Your Lips. Who is singing on that?
On that is Bobby Castellano, Bobby Blue, and Danny Ugrati, Nicky, and myself.
That's a quartet. You got awfully full sound, one microphone in the basement.
That's, well, there might be a couple of Nickies on there and maybe two Dannys.
Okay. Okay, all right, good. All right. Very nice. And before that, we heard The Performers.
Well, right, one of my favorites also. The Performers on Tip Top, 1956, I'll Make You Understand. I can remember the day I bought that record.
You can.
Yeah.
I remember the day you bought it, too.
Yeah.
I bought that. I got that at Times Square Records in New York when I first
bought
that. I bought
it from a kid who lived at the end of my street.
That kid,
he had it, didn't like it.
He didn't like it. You
he
got
was playing
it.
The wrong side. He was playing I'll Give You Love or whatever it is.
No, that's not the... I'll Give You Love is something off the first Nicky Addio CD.
What's the flip side of this song? Give Me Your Heart.
Give
was in there somewhere.
No. I don't know how he did that, but you got the right side. Okay, now we have we're going to play some more things from this Popeye from this CD, Mr. Popeye CD and Nicky Addio CD. By the way, I want to say hi to Nicky Addio. I know he's going to get a tape of this. I'm going to send him a tape. Hi to Nicky. Wish you could be here. December's a rough month for him, but we have the CD. We're going to play more selections from this CD throughout the rest of the hour. And I can't believe it's 7:25 already. We better start going. What's up next on the turntable?
Well, next, another one of my favorites, Sure as the Flowers by the High Tones. I want to send this one out to Tony and Angela and Kenny and Kathy.
Yeah, this is on an original 45 on Segway for all you collectors.
Call out to sing, you belong. sometimes, yes, sometimes wonder, darling. Yes, darling, as my mind wanders farther into space, I sometimes feel like crying, darling. And wonder why the flowers bloom in the spring. Well, 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 well. No love is so fine.
Give me, oh. forgive me. You must believe me. I will always be true.
Another one of those tunes from the tomb from this Nick Addio and his group.
I guess we could be called the Night Owls this week. Who knows what we are? It's just another
one. Well, I'll tell you what. Who was doing the floating tenor on that?
That's Danny Ugarte. Absolutely beautiful.
That was really nice. Yeah. Who was doing the bass on that?
Somebody.
Yeah, that was you. And
we
that was
him.
Really, really wonderful. Nice, really nice notes. And the way you guys blend together is just great.
That's what's so nice about the guys he has right now. Believe it or not, I hope Nicky's not listening to this part of the tape. These guys.
He's not.
Because their voices are so pretty, make Nicky sound even prettier than he normally is.
Yeah.
And Nicky's the only reason I still perform anyway, because I like singing behind him.
Yeah, I know. You told me that many years ago. That's because it's Nicky Addio.
Close my eyes and I get right into the grooves of the record when I'm behind him.
Yeah.
He's like, his voice to me is like a record.
Yeah. Very nicely done. I can't wait for this CD to really finally be issued. Huh? Any projected data?
Believe it or not, this has inspired Nicky. After we did a few songs, he said, well, maybe we could put out a CD.
Yeah.
But as you'll hear later on, as we kept getting deeper and deeper, each song keeps getting better and better. Mm-hmm. He's going to void it altogether. He might put this out on a tape. We're going to go into the studio and actually record a CD with different material altogether.
Well, I hope you guys hit those same same places you hit on these songs so far.
It'll be different songs.
Okay. Well, then we got this on tape now, the Big Beat Show.
That's correct.
All right. Great. Thank you very much. For those of you just tuning in, and I don't know why you're late, but it's Mr. Popeye here, my special guest on the Big Beat Show here at WRSU-FM. We're just about a little more than halfway through a great program with Mr. Popeye, featuring some stuff on a demo CD, him singing bass with the boys and Nicky Addio, and also some great recordings from his own personal collection, the great rhythm and blues and rock and roll collector, Mr. Popeye. What's up on the turntable now? I see a 45.
Well, actually, we're going the other way.
Where we're going?
Yes,
oh,
we're,
yeah, we got to go back to the CD.
But before we do that, we have to tell people that we just snuck in a version of Maggie by the Inspirations from 1956, another one of my favorites.
Yeah, the Big Beat listeners know that record a lot. We could play that all night.
It's so good when the band and the group is rocking.
Yeah.
It's just like the end of At My Front Door. Everybody's just rocking now and on out. That is so cool.
You know, and I don't mean to put down any kind of music, but you just brought up a point that separates rhythm and blues from, this is not an ethnic thing, but it's a stylistic thing, white doo-wop. They just never achieve that certain feel, those chords, that right in blending together with, and I like, you know, a lot of kinds of music, but we specialize in rhythm and blues here on the Big Beat Show.
Well, I think it's kind of like, you know, trickle-down economics. It's kind of like the white groups that were going to record this type of stuff were listening to the black groups. The black groups were creating this stuff with the black bands. When a white group wanted to record something, they had to go into the studio and get a white band that had no clue what they were even into.
Yeah.
And try to follow them.
Yeah, and producers and other people like that, a lot of them that had no idea. Yeah, it was very commercial. Okay, but what we have next is Nicky Addio, and we've got a dedication on this one.
Dedicate this out to a very special lady, Ellen.
Ellen?
Ellen. I'm sure you know who she is.
Is that Ellen from Eatontown?
That's her. Anyhow.
What do we have?
I want her to pay particular attention to the second bridge. This is Crazy for You by Nicky and the Night Owls.
You're driving me crazy. my darling, where have you been? It seems so, so childish when I always count to 10. You don't seem to understand that I'm crazy just for you. My nights are so lonely when you're not by my side. I think of you, darling, and then tears fill up my eyes. You don't seem to understand that I'm crazy just for you. So lonely when you're not by my side. I think of you, darling, and then tears fill up my eyes. You don't seem to understand that I'm crazy just for you.
Without you, honey, would be so hard to bear.
You know I love you, darling.
You know I love you.
I love you so.
I love you so.
Don't ever leave me. Please don't go.
My nights are so lonely when you're not by my side. I think of you, darling, and then tears fill up my eyes. You don't seem to understand that I'm crazy just for you.
Crazy for you.
If kids of worldwide
kids,
if the sun was a sign,
love as simple toy.
this silly game. Cause when you play with make-believe, you're only fooling yourself.
For teardrops are
teardrops, and the heartache is pain.
Now, boa, now, boa, now, boa, now, boa, now, boa, now, boa, now, boa,
that's about the love there. Yes, you just not heard it. Now. Yeah, man.
That's the Poets, all right, from where? We back in 1958, I do believe that was on the Flash label. And before that, we heard The Robins from 1955, If Teardrops Were Kisses, another one of my favorite groups.
Oh, yeah, you can send The Robins out to Ellen, too. I'm sure she'll be happy.
What the heck?
Yeah.
In case you didn't like the other one.
Yeah, okay, right. On the way over here, we ran into a little snowstorm, so that's the weather, and now the time.
Has turned its back on me. The time has no sympathy. Now the time has taken my love. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
As
as we were side by side. The time seemed just to fly by. Now the time is my enemy. Oh yeah.
Understand, baby, won't you please? Another tune from the Tombs. Nick Addio and the boys doing Dearest One, the old Dean Barlow hit.
Yeah, and before that we heard...
Darling Little Angel on a Worthy Label from 1961 by The Interiors, the first of their two recordings.
That's right, great record. But we opened that up with The Time.
Which is another Baby Washington.
Right, if you ever see Nicky Addio in person sing that, it's really fabulous. We're going to try to get a little bit of Pennies from Heaven by the Clovers in, then we're going to come back and say goodbye and our last song. Right, here's a little bit of Pennies from Heaven.
Open your eyes and look around. Pennies from heaven are falling down.
Every time it rains, pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven? You'll find your fortunes falling all over town. Make sure that your umbrella is upside down.
Baby, don't you know?
Trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you must have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you.
Well, I don't think we get all of it, and we're not going to get all of it in either. But in the background, the Clovers, Pennies from Heaven, which I think was on United Artists first,
I believe. I wanted to play that to let the people know that this was the original version of this version.
Okay,
I understand. And I just love that piano in the background.
Yeah, it's nice.
This is the bass. Skyliners didn't do that.
Live and in person right here in the studio, Mr. Popeye doing the bass. Anyway, thank you very much, everyone, for listening, and thank you very much, Mr. Popeye, Kenny Pentafella, for being my guest. You're invited here anytime
you
want to be here.
And
until next week, may harmony be with you. Mr. Popeye, why don't you tell us what the last number is?
A song the Vibrations did called So Blue.
So Blue by Nicky Addio and the Night Owl Kind of Guys.
That's right.
All right. Thank you. Thanks again. Good night to everyone.
as your kiss. Ooh. But I